Well, joining us this morning for a one-on-one session with OKM, I get to talk things over with Grace Farmer, and Grace is in with a fundraiser that will hopefully help fund the summer June event for OKM, but we're looking at something last day of this month, and it is a music-related event. What's going on, Grace?
Well, we actually have on February 28th in Tulsa, Oklahoma, we have what's called Opus 35.
As in, like, 35 years of music going on?
Actually,
that's longer than that.
Well, actually, it will be our 35th festival.
Okay.
35th, so Opus 35. So it's going to stand for that. And we're actually reaching out past Bartlesville, Oklahoma. We're heading to Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I don't know if you've ever been to the Circle Cinema.
Starting Monday, my spring Ollie course on film is at Circle Cinema. I've been doing a Ollie course in Tulsa now for about 3 years at Circle Cinema. It's a great place. It's the only nonprofit cinema in Tulsa.
Yes, I don't think people realize that, but our event is actually going to be at the Circle Cinema, so we're actually supporting the 501c3 organization. Mm-hmm. So we're actually giving back by having it there. And for people who have not been there, it has a history, a long history in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
It is one of the early theaters in Tulsa, and they've done a lot of work renovating it, keeping the things modern there, and it is worth visiting. You'll find things that are not necessarily first-run features. Some of them will be brand new, maybe items that, maybe films you haven't heard from. But I know this spring at Circle Cinema, they're also doing something that they usually do during Oscar season, and that's showing all the Oscar-nominated films.
Yes, it's actually really great because actually I was born in Tulsa, so, and actually close to Lewis, so it's kind of a thing.
It is really convenient. There's plenty of parking around the back.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there is. So anyway, so if you want to come to this, I'm going to tell you all about it because we are going to have it at the Circle Cinema. So we're going to be supporting them. As I said, they're 501c3. But when you come that evening, our evening event is going to start at 6 o'clock. And we're going to be having champagne, strawberries. We're going to have some entertainment from Harmony Project Tulsa. And I don't know if you know a lot about that, but actually Michael Nicholson with the Tulsa Symphony Orchestra, he was here last year and did a showcase event for mm-hmm. me, and he's very involved in that. And what it is, it's an organization, and they work with students who are at risk, and they provide music for them. And they also have teachers from Kendall Whittier School who actually do after-school tutoring with them.
Okay.
So they're going to be providing their entertainment, and they are also a 501c3 organization. So actually, it's going to be a win-win for everybody. And so we're going to be making a donation to the Circle Cinema with our rental. We'll be making a donation to 501c3 Harmony Project Tulsa and having them come play. But then at 7:15, if you've never seen the movie, Mr. Holland's Opus.
It's a great film.
Yes, it's going to be wonderful. And I really think it's going to be a wonderful evening. You're going to learn about all three organizations, and so get to see what they're all about. And you'll be helping also our festival, OKM, which is going to be in June of this year. So I think it's going to be a win-win for everybody.
It will be. And it is a great film about a music teacher who, I'll just say, never really felt like he was achieving his dream. But in the final analysis, the students show him exactly what his opus was all about.
You're right. I think it's just a wonderful film. I think it embodies partly our mission, too, because we work with young kids. We have a wonderful program for kids during the festival, so things that they can do, they can learn about music education. We're going to be having music education during some of my showcase events, and so it's actually, I think it's just going to be a great thing to learn about everybody and what they're doing, and you can come and help make a difference in the lives of people.
And most importantly, not only in the lives of difference, but make a difference in what you will be seeing and hearing come this June for OKM.
Yes,
all the way around. Because I know that you're looking at specific mission for the showcase. You're showcase coordinator. You should be. But overall, anything that benefits OKM, it just keeps that snowball rolling down the hill, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yes, and especially with Harmony Project Tulsa, they're going to be coming back for one of my showcase events. And they actually have a mini chamber orchestra, so mm-hmm. you're actually going to get to hear them play at one of the showcase events at First Presbyterian Church. So I think it's going to be really, really wonderful. So I'm trying to bring out different things with my showcase events and different things in education, and I just think this is going to really be great to hear the kids play.
Well, I look forward to, I think just anytime you get some talent a talented youngsters or some youngsters that you're trying to develop their talent in, it's an opportunity for the community to come together. And yes, we think of OKM as being a Bartlesville-based festival, and it is, but you've got a great location with Circle Cinema and a good reason to celebrate music.
And we're hoping to reach out past the walls of Washington County and get more people involved. And you know, the better ideas and the more things that you can do, the better off your festival is going to be.
Well, when you look at the festival, and you can go back to year one or year 34, it really doesn't matter. Just what goes on within the walls, so to speak, of Bartlesville never was the festival. It was always, let's bring Oklahoma, let's bring Kansas, let's bring New York, let's bring the country to Northeast Oklahoma and say, we have great music here.
Yes, and if you want to attend this, you can actually go out to our website, okmmusic.org. The cost is $75 for the event, but mm-hmm. that gets you your entertainment, your movie, your food, and fellowship with a great group of people. The cost is $75 to attend, but I think everybody that comes is going to have a really great time. And if you want to make a night of it, stay the night in Tulsa. Just enjoy Tulsa.
Why not? Harmony Project Tulsa is going to be there, but again, it all benefits OKM Music. $75 per person, that's a great price for what you're giving us the value. And just so that people know, it's business attire. You don't have to really, you know, if you choose to dress, wonderful, but you don't have to.
That's right.
I know this is all part of the OKM Music mission, and this is part of what's going on. The service to youth. This started early on, maybe not year one or year two, but the mission to develop music in youngsters, to be able to bring the next group of audience members for what goes on at OKM. That started out early.
Yes, this has gone on a long time. And also, too, we do with the Salvation Army, No Child Cleft Behind. Mm-hmm. So we have a program we do with that with kids. But yes, we're always looking to develop that talent with younger people. So anything we can do to make that happen, you know, that's our mission.
Now, as showcase coordinator, you're always keeping your ear to the ground just on different ensembles, different ideas for a showcase event.
Yes, we've actually got a little variety this year. Of course, we always have the Ad-Lib Singers. That's very, very popular.
Mike Sauter would be happy that you still have the Ad-Lib Singers going on.
Yes, but we're also going to have some Southern Gospel. We're going to do some barbershop harmony. So if you know anything about the Daytime Divas, they're going to be coming and they're going to be talking about the birthplace of barbershop harmony was actually in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
As a matter of fact, that's the national home for the Society for the Preservation of Barbershop Quartet Singing in America.
Yes.
I think I got all the words in that, but it's the acronym is pretty long.
Yes, and we're going to do some stuff out at Prairie Song. So if you know Bill and Rosie Caswell, they're going to be doing some fun stuff with us. And we're actually going to be having it's an afternoon tea. So for those ladies that like to come partake of tea and crumpets, you're going to get to hear some wonderful music, and you're going to get to hear the story of a Victorian lady from Oklahoma, Eliza Smith. And so I think that's going to be a fun afternoon. So we've got a lot of things going on and different things, and the New Tulsans, Southern Gospel. So mm-hmm. you have a variety of things that you're going to get to hear.
How do you manage to find some of these performers for showcase events?
Well, actually, these are people that have, some of them are people that I have used in the past. And some, you know, you just get it on the internet. You search and people call you and you learn about different things. And it could be word of mouth or someone else saying, hey, I have this wonderful group. You might want to listen to them, you know. So it's a combination of things. But we're getting some new people this year and some fresh faces, which is great.
Well, of course, with Mr. Holland's Opus, so you got a great acting crew all the way around. Uh-huh. You get to hear a little bit of John Lennon. You get to hear a whole lot of Gershwin music mm-hmm. and some serious music along the way as well. So nearly every genre that OKM represents.
Yes, and I think it's going to be wonderful. You know, when looking at movies and deciding actually what we wanted to show, that kind of seemed to fit OKM. I mean, it just seemed like the perfect movie and everything that we embody.
Yeah. We'll leave his driver's ed instructor duties. You just have to go see the film.
Yes.
It's just a great cast all the way around, and you will walk out humming a tune. I don't know which one because there are a lot of them represented, but you will walk out the door humming a tune, and you will have had a great evening. This is going to be fun. Do you know what the Tulsans are going to be singing for you?
All I know is it's Southern Gospel. I don't know what their lineup is yet. They're working on that, but they have a whole each one of these performances. They have an hour to perform, so you're going to get to hear a lot about, you know, what they do and their style of music. It's going to be different, but I think they're going to be. I mean, Southern Gospel. I don't think we've had that in a while at OKM, so it'll be a different genre of music that I think will be great.
And that's the one nice thing, you know, it comes down to, it's still Oklahoma's premier music festival, regardless of the genre you're playing.
Yes, and as far as we'll have our classic series, so if you're still into the chamber music and that type of thing and the classics, you're going to get that. Mm-hmm. It's like I said, we used to be OK Mozart, but now we're OKM music because we're not just classical. It's a little bit variety.
And I know that was a stereotype, but you never were just classical. There was always a good smattering of other genres out there. Mm-hmm. And so it's still a great, great organization that brings quality music of any genre to Bartlesville and Tulsa. And by the way, you've performed in Oklahoma City a number of times as well.
Yes.
Plans are underway, and I know that things are still fluid, but I know that earlier you asked the public to show their preference, and there was a survey that was out, and we're looking for the results of that survey when you're ready to talk about it.
Yes, we did do a survey. We did get results from the community of what they wanted to see, so we are working with various groups to see, you know, how that will all come about. You know, there's a lot of things in planning a music festival. It's not something you can put together in 24 hours.
No, it does take nearly all year to put together a short music festival. But we thank you so much for the leadership, Mary Lynn, all the folks from OKM. And by the way, people can go to the website. I haven't looked recently, but I'm sure that it highlights Opus 35 right now.
Yes, it does. Go out there to okmmusic.org, and you can see all the information about Opus number 35. And we're calling it number 35 because it will be our 35th music festival.
I did just a little bit of quick research, and about the only Opus 35 that I think most people would recognize, Beethoven had a good Opus 35. It was the Eroica Variations, themes from his Symphony No. 3, the Eroica Symphony, but he took music and did a great fantasia of different themes from that. That's about the only Opus 35 that I could find, but hey, if Beethoven did it, you're in good hands.
I think we are.
OKM Music inviting you to their Opus 35. Again, it is coming up February 28th. What day of the week is that?
That is a Thursday night.
That'll be a great evening in Tulsa to go down. And if you haven't seen Circle Cinema, you should. And I know we're not talking about Circle Cinema, but they are a nonprofit, as you mentioned. And check out their playlist, because real soon, if not already, they'll be showing all the Oscar-nominated films. So go see that as well.
Yes, and also check out Harmony Project Tulsa. Real quickly about that, they actually started out Harmony Project LA in Los Angeles. And so Michael Nicholson was actually a part of that in Los Angeles. And so he has, since he's moved to Tulsa, and Harmony Project Tulsa. So it's really great. So I really think this is going to be a win-win, because we're actually helping Circle Cinema. We're helping Harmony Project Tulsa with the kids, and we're helping OKM for the festival.
Three 501c3 organizations coming together for a great evening.
Yes.
Grace, thank you very much for coming and let us know about that. Again, tickets are $75 per person. Social hour is at 6, and then stay tuned for Mr. Holland's Opus at 7:15.
Yes.
Thank you so much. That's our one-on-one this morning with Grace Farmer. By the way, check out OKM. They are at okmmusic.org, and we'll talk more OKM coming up real soon.